the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you this morning to the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. John Wild joins us this morning from Riverdale High School. And your first visit to Cedar Bucket, a little bit of a drive from Chapel Hill, but not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. School area. Appreciate them doing that. Appreciate you guys doing this again.
You're an early riser, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. Morning guy.
I don't know why I say that. You can almost tell sometimes when people are get a cup of coffee and you're good to go.
That's right. Get your percolate.
Coach, you've had I want to talk about the State Farm Holiday Classic as well, but we're going to talk a little bit about the season so far and been playing a lot of people, and your schedule has been pretty rough, pretty rigid, and I guess by design too, but you've had some really good games, and I know that Memphis Central team, you've got some history with them anyway, and also a tough Mount Juliet game.
We talked in the spring about, just kind of how we wanted to lay this thing out, and we thought we, had a chance to make some noise in March again, and, in order to get us better prepared, we thought we'd go out and, play in some big time tournaments and, play some teams here locally in Middle Tennessee, that would really challenge us and help us get better. And, we scheduled a thing at the Turkey Jam where we played Bolingbrook and, Hoover, Alabama. And we've got a little home and away deal with Memphis Central. We've got a home and away with Mount Juliet, which we played them before, but we've only played Chris and his bunch once. So we got a home and away there. And, we're going to go to Atlanta a couple times, here after Christmas, and then again on a Saturday night in January. And, I think playing Lawrence County, too, a team that you're going to maybe see in the region, will help us. And, we just did it to challenge us a little bit and try to exploit some weaknesses and maybe make those weaknesses that we find in the tournaments, where they're not weaknesses late in the year because we have a chance to work on them. Sometimes you get along and you get along further in the season and something – bites you in the rear end that, you probably could have looked at earlier, had you played some people that would exploit some of those weaknesses. So, that's what we're trying to do. And, we've had some great ball games so far. And, we've won a couple of those, good close games. And we lost a couple. But, win or lose, I think we're learning. And that's what it's all about.
I failed it. We didn't even mention, but the last time that we talked to you was right before the state finals, basically. And a tough loss. That was a really hard-fought game, and the last thing we saw was Petty on the floor, and quite honestly, we kind of lost our concern about the win or loss, yeah, because when she went down, and we were right in front, she was right in front of us, and I thought, oh my, this is unbelievably bad, and it turned out fine.
It was good. They treated it as a really a concussion, and because her and Whiteside colliding there at near half court, she bounced back, was able to play, AAU. Throughout the spring and summer, and then get back with us this fall. But Taisha is a competitor, and she's one you definitely want on your side.
Did they come back with renewed vigor? I guess because you had most everybody returning, or did you have? That was a tough blow, I know, for them, yeah, to lose, and it kind of gives them a little more determination. Maybe.
It does, and people have to realize they're pretty good.
Yes.
That was a team we barely beat in January, being down by 17 points, and Nikki does a really good job. I got a lot of respect for her, and she's got good players, and I think her kids are well disciplined and just good all around kids too. But you're always going to learn more from a loss, and you're always going to bounce back a little bit harder from a loss than you are a win. And, it's something that I'm sure it sat in mine, sat in their stomachs all spring and all summer. And we talked about it a lot, throughout summer play and, our fall conditioning type stuff. And, even had some signs made up by our graphic arts guy that we've thrown in the locker room, as a reminder of where it ended last year, and let's try to not let it end like that again. And
a lot of people don't realize too how hard it is to get there. That's the worst part of it, I think.
I tell you what, there's a lot of luck involved, and it's a lot according to how that bracket falls, and your chemistry level, and how you're playing. It certain times, and yeah, it's tough, and it's to let alone win it is tough, but just to get there is an obstacle too.
And the way they draw, you know.
Oh yeah, that's something that's you can, you know, AAA, AAA, you can have you could have four of your better eight teams on one side of the bracket, really. And usually it doesn't happen because of the layout. You can't play somebody in your district and region, but
some would say the year before the game was really maybe the championship game.
That's it. And last year you had you had Clarksville and Memphis Central and I can't remember Science Hill all on one side, and Science Hill was a team that came in and lost not too many games. So it's and you can go back throughout the years and give examples, but I don't like it, but we're going to do whatever they decide to do.
Last game, Mount Juliet, overtime game, and that's exactly what you're kind of talking about, playing a good opponent and playing in tight games.
Yeah, it was a great basketball game. I thought it was a great basketball game for us and them, and I think it was a great basketball game for Middle Tennessee girls high school basketball. There's a lot of college coaches there to watch it and a lot of fans just that enjoy watching these kids play. It was a game that could have gone either way. I mean, it really could have. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well. We had a hard time defending Williams on the interior. And, it just got down to, Libby Jones made a play, late in the game, in overtime, in fact, and just stole the ball and spun, went to the rim and got an and one. And, we're just fortunate that, she was in the right place at the right time.
Talking about Olivia a little bit, sometimes I think she gets not as much publicity maybe as the others in terms of, but talking about defensive and making defensive plays and get something started, she just seems to be always like a nose for the basketball, being around.
She seems to be in the right place at the right time. She's got great instincts on reading and just where to be. And, Coach Adelot's made reference to her in the weight room a couple of times where, he thinks that, she really could play defensive back for him. The way she can break on a ball, but she is kind of undersung a little bit, and it's not fair, but we sure do love her and appreciate the things she does for us, and she's really grown as a player and improved, and she's grown as a kid, and that's what you want to see. And she's committed to Middle, and I think Coach Insel's got a good one there. He's got a good one in Kai Williams from Mount Juliet too in that 13 class. And he'll do a phenomenal job with them. And they're lucky to be playing for him. And, I'm just happy for both of them.
John Wild, our guest here on the Apprentice Osceola Air Coach's Corner. I talk a little bit now. We're in the preseason mode. Pre-district mode. And we're getting ready. You've got a tournament coming up next week, and we're going to try to do one of those games next week. But tell us a little bit about the tournament and the format and how you can go out and see some of these games, because there's going to be a lot of basketball.
Yeah, it's State Farm Classic or State Farm Holiday Tournament, excuse me. It's going to be at Riverdale, both boys and girls teams. Coming in from Middle Tennessee, and actually we've got an out-state team coming in from Georgia and Lovett School from Atlanta on the girls' side, who's really good. And it was just a situation where we got State Farm involved. Celeste kind of headed that thing up with, a lot of the people here in the area, the agents, and they got behind it and are supporting it, and we're, greatly appreciative to them, Kevin and I, and both our programs, and Riverdale High School for them doing that, and it should be a great thing we ought to be able to do year in and year out, and just encourage everybody in the area to come out and watch these kids play, because there's going to be some really good boys and girls teams here. In the girls' side, it'll be us and the Franklin County team that's pretty good from our region, coached by Coach Ansel's son, Tom, and, Memphis Central's coming in. And, there could be a possibility we could play them in the finals. They're going to have to probably play that Lovett School out of Atlanta in the semifinals, which they've got some really good players that our kids have played against in AAU and that sort of thing. So it should be a whole heck of a lot of fun.
And you could come in and stay all day?
We stay all day. Games run from 9 till 7:30. Last game's at 7:30, first game's at 9, and there's 8 games a day. And, just sit and watch great basketball, and should be a whole heck of a lot of fun. And
concession stand will be open.
Yeah, concession stand will be open, and if Woodson doesn't steal all the hospitality food, then some of the coaches can go up and eat too.
Okay, and then you travel. You're going to go down to Georgia.
And, yeah, we'll go to Atlanta and play in Brandon Clay's event, the Peach State Holiday Tournament. You know, Brandon Clay's a big AAU national exposure type guy that does a lot of events. And, you know, he's got his own business down in Atlanta called Peach State Hoops. And, you know, he's great. He's great at what he does at such a young age. And he puts together all these tournaments and AAU showcases in the spring and summer and, you know, does a national recruiting publication, and he's kind of, you know, the hoops guru of girls basketball in the Southeast and throughout the country. But he does a tournament, and there's 32 teams in it. He's got four brackets. He's got like green, red, and I don't know what else, a couple other brackets. But there's eight teams in each bracket. And, you know, we're probably going to see Buford in the semifinals, team we beat in the finals down there last year. They've got a couple kids committed to Tennessee. Kayla Davis and Andrea Carter. And then, you know, on the other side of the bracket that we're in is Hoover, team that we beat, you know, down at the Turkey Jam. They've got five D1 kids, one going to Baylor. And they're going to have to beat McEachern to get to the finals, who was another team that was at the Turkey Jam. So, it, you know, it's stiff competition. Oh, it's stiff competition. It's exactly what you want, and it's going to exploit your weaknesses. And it's, you know, it's a situation you want your kids to play in because it's going to get you better. And, you know, there's some other he's got three other brackets down there, and I think Lawrence County's going. I think the Webb School out of Knoxville's going, too, and they'll be in the bracket right below us. So, you know, some Tennessee teams represented down there, and it's in a great area and of town that Brandon's kind of marketed that thing for. And, you know, Atlanta's just a really nice place to be, a lot of good eats and malls and that sort of thing. And, you know, selfishly, you know, my mom and dad can drive 40 miles and come see us play.
There you go. There you go. I want to talk a little bit about, because when we come back after the break and we'll see you again, you'll have played a district game, quite honestly. And this district, although you can look around and a lot of teams have lost some players and some people are really young, but young doesn't necessarily mean they don't have talent.
Exactly.
They're pretty good around,
yeah, they are,
around the district.
You know, I just think it's, you know, I guess selfishly I say this, I think it's the best district in the state. You know, and I argue with anybody on that. You know, Sean sitting over here, he's going to have a good team at Smyrna. I think they're going to be vastly improved. You know, I think Blackman's going to be good again. You know, they've got two really good experienced players in Cox and Hall. And then I think an Oakland team that has gradually gotten better over the last couple of years, I think you're going to see them make some noise. And you don't have a chance to get the state tournament. I really believe that. You know, Emily Eubank is, I think, terribly underrated as just one of the best guards in Middle Tennessee. I don't think she gets enough credibility for what she does.
She really fights too.
Well, she does. She's a scrapper, and she's got a high basketball IQ, and you know, she can really play. And you know, the Barrett kid can really shoot it. And then you know, we've never been able to block out Riggins, you know, and she's deceptively athletic, and she's a very highly skilled kid. So you know, you get that combination, it should be for a lot of good games on Tuesday and Friday night for the fans to come and watch these programs and these kids play, and that's what it's all about.
Well, you've got a busy schedule, so I want you to take today off and just be as, you know, do whatever you want to do, Coach.
Well, we're going to probably go get some gift cards somewhere, I guess. That's what usually happens about 7 or 8 days before Christmas. You know, you make that gift card run, and you know, hopefully my dad can enjoy another Lowe's gift card for about the 15th year in a row now.
Well, take a big deep breath because you got some games coming up and some travel. Yeah. So, and good luck to you in the next week and a half.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the job y'all do for high school sports, and you know, it's really neat.
And we're probably going to see you Tuesday.
Come on out.
All right. John Wild, head coach of the Riverdale Warriors. And when we come back, we will be talking, or Brian will be, talking to Sean Middleton of the Smyrna Bulldogs as we continue here from the Prentice Awesome Heating Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay with us.